You been in trouble? Not yet.
No.
You know what it is?
Come on.
Wait for Nilo.
Okay.
Number seven.
It's probably if you walk around.
Not me.
Are you a beginner? Beginner.
Set of the milk. Set of the milk.
I've got an expert.
Gonna give him a shit.
Beginner.
Penny, give him a beginner.
Who?
Yeah, I'd like to speak about the bracha after the Megillah, Arabes Rudein. Starting with Tshuva's Yehuda B'Yehuda, Arachayim Simon Yamala, talks about a Shaira. Once, it happened that year, they couldn't make Kiddush Levana until Purim. And Leil Yudalan, the night of the Kriyas Megillah, was the last opportunity when they could make Kiddush Levana. And there was no Levana before the Megillah. In the middle of the Megillah, people realized that the clouds dispersed and there was a Levana. So the question was, are you allowed to, the Shaila was, are you allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of the Megillah in order to say Kiddush Levana? That was the shaila which the lady Bina was asked. Could be, if they would wait till after the Megillah, it would, yeah, they would lose the mitzvah, it would be clouded again. So, I'd like to start, there's a Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Mokom Shenogu Levarech Yevarech. Where there is a meaning, you make the bracha, and Arvos Riveinu, we make the bracha. Mokom Shaloi Nogu Levarech, we don't make the bracha, Arvos Riveinu. The Gemara says, that's only talking about the bracha Lachreel, the bracha after the Megillah. Amale Fanel, Mitzvah Levarech. The Omer, the Lezer, the Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvahs, Kulam Levarech, Alem Koyim Elas Yosu. All mitzvahs require a bracha before the mitzvah. So therefore the bracha before the Megillah is definitely not Taylor of the Minig, that is an Chir. It's the bracha after the Megillah, or it's Rebeinu, which that depends on the Minig, whether the Minig is to make a bracha or not. Says the Lady Behuda, we have a Machlekes. So you know that there is a Minig to make the bracha of it's Rebeinu. Says the brings the tour the shit on the Balaita. The Balaita says that since the bracha achrayin on the Megillah we say is only a minig, we're not coming to say it's not important, but it's only a minig. So says the Balaita, ein ligor b'misha soch b'kriyasa. If somebody shouts in the Megillah, somebody talks in the Megillah, it's not the end of the world. We don't have to shout at him to stop him. Because it's not the hefsek. The bracha afterwards is not really connected to the Megillah. It's only a minig, and a bikriya talemilsa. So it's not the end of the world if somebody talks in the middle of the Megillah. Now, of course, we're talking about if the Baal Koira talks in the middle of the Megillah. If the, says the Beis Yosef, if one of the Shoimim, they talk in the middle of the Megillah, that's really serious. Because once you talk in the middle of the Megillah, you can't concentrate on what the Baal Koira is saying. And therefore you've definitely lost out some of the words, and once you've lost out some of the words of the Megillah, you're not Yotzer. So we're talking about the Baal Koira talks. Let's say, example, somebody's a bit overdoing it with a Haman. The Baal Koira gets a bit frustrated and he shouts, please stop already. In Nishkeferlech, he can still say the bracha at the end, Arovis Riveinu, says the Balita, because he doesn't have to done anything wrong. It's not the Hefsek. Comes on the tour, and the tour argues on the Balaita. He says, so since you do make a bracha at the end, what's the nafka minute? Whether it's a mini, whether it's a chiyuv, the bracha at the end of it is a bracha at the end of the Megillah, so you have to have that bracha. And once you talk, you've lost part of the Megillah, it's not going to have the bracha at the end, or Arvos Riveinu. So it's definitely considered an Avera. The Bach explains, of course we're a bit wandering, but the Halitza says, don't shout, don't rebuke somebody who talks in middle of a Megillah. Balkora, he says, of course you're not meant to talk in middle of a Megillah. Because, but we mean, we don't, he's not called an Avrai, he's not called an Oiva Avera. When the Halitza says, don't shout about somebody who talks in middle of a Megillah, it means a type of a shouting, which is a type of a nidah, which is a cheirim, somebody who's done an Oiva Avera. Example, like somebody who talks in the middle between Baruch Hu and Shemone Esrei, such a person is called, he's Oiva Avera. And the Klal is, such a person, when we have a Melchoma and we announce somebody, Mishi Yorem Avera Shebeyodoi, somebody who talks between the Yishtam Baruch Hu and the Shemone Esrei, he's got to go back. It's a proper Avera. On that, the Baal Eter is saying, if somebody talks in the middle of the Megillah, it's not as if he spoke in the middle of Birchas Krishma. Because there's no bracha achreina, there's no chiv for the bracha achreina. And that the Torah says that it is equivalent lechore. It is. This person does need rebuking, and it's like he's done an avera because you do make a bracha. So you have to make a bracha. You have to be careful not to be mafsik. So what is this machlokes between the Baal Eter and the Torah? Whether talking, talking about the Baal Kora, talking between the Megillah and the bracha at the end, or the middle of the Megillah, is that called a hefsek or not? Explain the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the other Achronim as well, that the Baal Eter holds, because you're not mechuyim to make a bracha, and this bracha is only a minik, this bracha of Arabis Riveinu is not really a bracha on the Megillah. It's a bracha we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Ness. Therefore, there's no shaychus in the Megillah. It's a bracha which they decided that we place this bracha on the Nes, we say it at the end of the Megillah. But really, it's a bracha, it's a form of Hagoyma, right? We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes, which our ancestors had in that time of the Nes. And the Ram explains it also, the Ram also holds the same sheet of the Baal Eter. The Ram asks a question. We have a klal. That a bracha which is semucha lechaberta, we doesn't start with a bracha. Example, the bracha at the end of Hallel, Yalelucha, doesn't start with a bracha. Why? Because it's semuch to the bracha at the beginning of Hallel, Ashikim Shon, Zeus, Tony Krissa Hallel, and the Hallel in between. It's not a hefsek, it's all one continuation. So Yalelucha at the end is called the bracha semucha lechaberta. Asks the Ram, so why does the bracha of Harovis Rebbeinu start? Borcha Tashem Rekeinu Melech Ha'olam. We should just say, start, okay, Lord Ramis Reveinu, but honestly, it should be smucha to the bracha before Hashem, someone says, look at some Megillah. Answers the Ram that, no, it's got no shaykhus for Megillah. The bracha Ramis Reveinu is not a bracha on the Megillah, it's just to publicize the Ness. And the Chachomim place that bracha after the Megillah, that is the most suitable place where we can publicize the Ness. If so, that's why the Baal Eter holds. So if somebody talks, you haven't lost that. There's no bracha achroin on the Megillah. It's not like Birchas Krishna. And it's not like Hallel Lechaira, which is like, if it has a bracha before and then a bracha before, and you talk in the middle, you've interrupted, you've lost, the bracha is not going on everything. Whereas as the Baal Eter, according to the Ram, there's no bracha at the end of the Megillah. The bracha then becomes just, there's just the bracha before the Megillah, and then there's the Megillah. Once you've started the Megillah, so bracha's already Michal. So once the bracha's michal, it can continue on what you talk as well. And there's no bracha at the end of the Megillah. So it's not the end of the world if somebody spoke, the Baal Kora spoke in the middle of the Megillah. Whereas comes along the Torah, and the Torah says, no. Once the Chazal, we said, you make it, even if it's a minik, that you make the bracha, but that bracha is not just a birchas hashvach. It's actually a bracha samitzeh, bracha on the Megillah. And it's very similar to Hallel, just like Hallel's got bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards. So similarly, Megillah is also, it's a bracha before the Megillah and a bracha after the Megillah. So the whole Megillah needs a bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards. So if somebody speaks in the middle of the Megillah, so he's lost the connection to the bracha afterwards. And that seems to be a difference. The bracha beforehand, yeah, you might be wondering, why is that also not a problem if you speak? Because once the bracha is chal on part of the Megillah, as long as you didn't speak between the Megillah and the bracha, between the Megillah, the bracha is chal, So once it's halal something, it can continue even if you speak as well. Example, in the middle of the Suda, we all say it's not a problem of a hefsek. Once one talks, one has a hamotzi and you eat something and you continue to talk and you continue to eat. So the bracha can be chal, once it was chal on what you spoke, it can continue to be chal on what you continue eating as well. But if there's a bracha afterwards, so that's kind of the bracha going on that mitzvah. So once you've spoken, that's why kind of the tur and the other rishonim, the tur hold, it is a hefsek. And the tur taka brings out, he says, the nusach on that is the mavarech la'achreel.
If you spoke in the middle and you carried on laying the Megillah, so then you finished off with the Megillah and you finished, then brought the Kamechal on that.
Yeah, it doesn't go backwards. It will only go on that part after you spoke. It's not going to go backwards.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So the first part, which as you cut off with the talking, with the shmuzing, so that is left without the bracha achareya. It will go on some of the Megillah.
Yeah.
But it won't go, it has what to become, but it won't go on the whole of the Megillah.
So an answer then to the Rambam's question. According to those that hold, but because there's a bracha, it's an isolated bracha, the one at the end. It's a bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end of it. So therefore it doesn't seem to be connected to, why can't you make that bracha as your master?
Good to the Rambam, you can.
Yeah, you can, but because the answer is not a bracha.
He says it's not a bracha. It's not a bracha on the Megillah.
According to those that say you can't.
Yeah, what comes to the two holds, yeah. It's one bracha.
Yeah.
So you can still make the bracha if you speak because you've got the end of the Megillah which the bracha is going on.
Even though it's a double bracha, it's a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at
the
end.
Yeah,
it's
as if
it's not connected.
Yeah, but example Birchas of Krishna, if somebody spoke, you can also with also certain cases where you can't speak, it's limited what you can speak, but it will go at least on part of the Megillah. So in the whole Megillah perhaps won't have a bracha, but it will go on the second half of the Megillah. La halacha the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is in Tofresh Tzadik Beis. Ein lesuach va'oid shekoyer noisa. He just brought the din of bracha that we make a Megillah bracha beforehand and the bracha afterwards. And he says, Ein l'suach v'oid shekoyre noisa. One shouldn't talk while we lie the Megillah. So it's not clear what he paskins like. So the Bera Goyle says, it goes according to the tur, l'tur l'datoi. Well, the tur said, the tur l'shitosa, we just said it's a bracha on the Megillah. And he says, v'chein kosev harashpo b'tshuva. But the Rashba, the Tshuva, says the reason why you can't talk is because he says even if it's a bracha which you make on a mitzvah, yeah, he says you shouldn't talk till you finish the mitzvah. And he gives the example of Bedikas Chometz. Now Bedikas Chometz, there's no bracha afterwards. There's only a bracha, you do a bracha before Bedikas Chometz. And we don't want a person to talk in case he'll get carried away and he won't remember to do all the places which he has to be made comments. So this halacha, which the Mechaba Pasans don't talk while the Megillah, and the quote is not clearly is they're going after the Shit of the two, it's a bracha on the Megillah, because it's even according to the Bala Itza. Yeah, and especially according to the Bach it doesn't mean that you don't rebuke somebody who talks. It just means it's not called an avraya. But that you shouldn't talk. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. It's not really a raya from the Mechaber. The Shartzion says, according to the tur, he's got sofik b'dieved. If somebody did speak after the Megillah, after the Megillah somebody spoke. And now he wants to know, can you make a bracha achrona? So according to the Kabbalah, it shouldn't be a problem at all. It's a bracha shvach, which they placed it ideally after the Megillah. But according to the tur, so the Shatzin has got a sofik, if you can make the bracha or not. Could be shachat the Megillah, could be a hefsek. Or he says hefsek at the end, it's not hefsek. See, he's got a sofik about it. Avad al-Khatkhila, it is a hefsek. So just going back to the Noid of Yehuda Shaila about Kiddush Levona in the middle of the Megillah, so it comes out of this. According to the Bala Itza, that the Bracha Achrona is not on the Megillah, he says, there's no problem. Why not? If you've got a problem of the happens of Kiddush Levona yet, say Kiddush Levona in the middle of the Megillah. There's no problem of Hefsek Hefzik Me'ikar Adin. The main problem is just not to get carried away and make sure you finish the Megillah. But if you stop him for a Dvar Mitzvah, according to the Balit, it would be a Balit. They should stop for
Kiddush. Just about her or everyone?
Everybody. Everybody.
Oh, it'd be better not to roll up. It would be better not to roll up the Megillah, according to the Torah. Better not to roll up, to then start rolling up and then waiting about 2 minutes, and then it says Rocha.
Come to that. After the Megillah, yeah. After, I'm coming yeah, to that. Come to that. There's a social part. Yeah.
Oh, you're the Kiddush
of Honor. Oh, you're the Kiddush of Honor.
It says, no,
there should be Mavsi.
One can be.
Yeah, it's a Veretz.
It doesn't have to be.
It's a Mitzvah Veretz, the Kiddush of Honor. And, whereas according to the Torah, it's a Bracha the Megillah, but they shouldn't stop. So Lemaisa, he says, the Shulti Geborim says that according to the Shulti Geborim brings a Luriazi Megillah. That's the interesting point, which we have touched as a Chiddush pass. He says, Megillah is like Birchas Krishna. That's how we pass them. The Megillah, since it has a Bracha before and a Bracha after, it's like Birchas Krishna. And Birchas Krishna, we have a Klal, that definitely you're not allowed to be Mafsik. Shoyal Mikhne Hayira. It depends actually. Bein Aprokim, certain halachas. Bein Aprokim is more kuladik. You can be shoyl mipnei ha'kobet. And be'emtza perek, you can only be shoyl mipnei ha'yira. So it's got exactly the same halachas as Birchas Krishna. So that's takalak according to the shit of the two. It depends on it. It shouldn't be mafsik. Not the chayra, not for anything. And chayra, not for kiddush l'honor as well. The Lady Yehuda wants to say, he's got a tzad to say, that even the Torah says you can't be mafsik in the middle of the Megillah. But here we're talking about a Dovah Shem Kedusha. It's like Kaddish or Kedusha, which the Shulchan Aruch says in Nechaz Krishna, that we do answer Kaddish, Omen Ishmer Rabba, and Kedusha, and Borchu in Birchas Krishna. Somebody's gone ahead. He doubled the head and he said, after Baruch Hu, between Birchas Krishna, and he hears Baruch Hu, he answers Baruch Hu. So Dvar Mishnah Kedusha, you can't answer. And the Book of Romans is a Chiddush. Book of Romans says, if you hear a thunder in the middle of Birchas Krishna, you can answer as well. Why? It's not Dvar Mishnah Kedusha. He makes it in Kal V'Choyim. He says, if you're mafsik, to greet somebody, and cover the boss of Adon, Avada Mishin Kovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than Mipnei Kovet. The Achrayim argue on the Mugna Roman. They say that since I'm busy saying another praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can stop for Dovah Shebe Kedusha, but I can't stop for another praise. And you can't compare it to Dovah Shebe Kedusha. So according to the Mugna Roman, it could be if you interrupt for thunder in Birchas Krishna, it could be you can interrupt for Kiddush Levana as well. But according to the other Achrayim, the Rabbah, to Ashoyim, who hold that you only meet Mavsik in Birchas Krishna, Borim Shem Kedusha, so Lechoyre, then you definitely wouldn't be Mavsik for a Berchor on of the thunder, so you wouldn't say Kiddush Levana Lechoyre, you wouldn't say Kiddush Levana either. The emphasis is, who points that out? The Bala Itza is Lechoyre, very shver from a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, where the Mishnah says about all the things you do, the Mishnah says be'emtza shoyl, be'emtza perek shoyl, umeishiv, and then bein haprokim, and we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda that be'emtza perek shoyl mipnei hayira, only mipnei hayira, somebody who is mechoyv v'yira, and bein haprokim you can be shoyl somebody mipnei covered. Nowadays we don't do it because people don't get. People don't get hurt if you don't greet him. Greeting used to be something which people used to get very upset, and would cause people a loss. People would harm other people if they don't. If you don't greet, that was taken as a terrible insult. Now these people are not so particular about it. So we're not mafsik lemaisa mipnei in Birchas Krishna. But Kalponim, the Gemara declares. Boy mine achi tanen de bir rabkhia and rabkhia ba halel u megila ma hu shiyafsik you want to put them together halel and megila ma hu shiyafsik lishil ashal the din of birchas krishma you could be mafsik nayira klez the gemara does it apply ba halel and megila as well the gemara says do we say kal khayma ki krishma de raisa Ishmael plays the Halil Trabonomi Voya. Well, Dilma, the Gemara says, Prasume Nisa Odit. It's even more chomur than Birchas Krishna. Because it's Prasume Nisa, we're publicizing the Ness. To start interacting in the middle of Prasume Nisa, it could be worse. So, more answers. Per Poisik, the Imbekach Klum. No, it's no more chomur. We're more strict than Birchas Krishna. Whatever you can interrupt by Birchas Krishna, you can interrupt by Halel and the Megillah as well. So you see from the Gemara is clearly Madama, both Halel and Megillah, to Birchas Krishna. It's got the same halachas as Hefsek. So how can the Baleta come and say, well, the bracha is only a minig, so it doesn't matter, there's no problem with Hefsek? Well, the Gemara says that. But the Gemara says, because the Hava Minor, it's more chomer than Krishna. And the Gemara says, no place of Imkach Klum. So how are you going to say, perhaps, says the well, that's when the Gemara finishes, Sai the Imkach Klum. Gemara means, not only it's no more chomer than Krishna, no more strict than Krishna, it's even more kulladik than Krishna. That's very schwer, because could be that there is a Rishna who says that, because then it comes out, the Gemara puts Halel and Megillah on the same level. And we know that Halel we paskin, you cannot be mad. Halel has also the same halachas as Birchas Krishna. Bein HaBrokim, it's got Bein HaBrokim, it's got whatever, it's a perikin Tehillim, yes, whatever the Bein HaBrokim is. And they're also only allowed to be mafsik on certain these halachas of Krishna. So Lechoira and Megillah is the Halel and Megillah that Gemara puts together. So Lechoira, the halacha definitely seems to us that we paskin that by halel, like Rabbi Maskoni Gemara says that halel you're only allowed to when you make a bracha on halel. It's a difference in the Gemara whether the cases where you make a bracha on halel, it's that then we treat it like Krishna. When you don't make a bracha on halel, it's more good.
The last bracha, the end bracha on halel in Mishnah is
Exactly. But that seems to be everybody will be moida that minig is it's a bracha on the halal. It's also mishnah, but that minig seems to be definitely a bracha. Seems from the Gemara that's definitely on the minig is that halal should have a bracha at the end.
Called the Ochla Meisah, even called the Balaita, we shouldn't be mathic, because we're Jenny Yota from Balkoira. If you stop answering, is that the word of the Balkoira?
Yeah, so we're talking about either the Balkoira himself, yeah, or while you're banging Homon. And anyhow, there's no Kriya going on. So then to take a few words, that's the Balaita says, it's not the Nishkafel, you haven't lost the Epsilon, and he's more, and the Torah is very much. So the Pashtas, according to the halacha, so it seems to be the standard that we do paskin like the Torah. It's got halacha of from the halacha of Halel that we paskin by Halel and the Gemara brachas. It does seems more like the Torah that it has a halacha of Birchas Krishna and it has a halacha of Bein HaBrokim. What exactly are the Bein HaBrokim of the Megillah? So Shadzim quotes it here in Tofrish Tzadik Beis. He brings that every perek, because they're parshas in the Megillah, even the parshas Tumois, it's still called Bein HaBrokim. Beginning of the Megillah to Ishihudi, Nailahu, whatever, there's a parsha that is considered is considered Bein HaBrokim. Now I'll come to Anthony said, Shulchan Aruch says, the minig of Kalal Yisrael is the Baal Koira who lines the Megillah, he opens the Megillah, folds it out like an Igeris to show the Ness. And when you finish, you roll it up again, and then you make the Bruch. So Mishmura says that when you open up the Megillah, it's got to be before you make the Bruch. Because you don't want to have it between the Bracha and the cream. But when you finish it, so when you finish the Megillah, today, when you finish the Megillah, that's in Tov Reish Tzadik, if you say. It says, when you finish the Megillah, Kshiyigmar choyze v'karcha kula umavarch. You first roll it up, then you make the bracha. Now, it's something more. Now, Rome says, I roll up the Megillah, and the Mogen Avraham says, "Umenicha makayma." You put the Megillah back in its place where it belongs, and then you make a bracha. So he says, and it's not like Haftorah, which Haftorah, we don't remove the Sefer of the Haftorah till the Bala Maftir makes the bracha Zachroina on the Haftorah. So he says, then we're going to have wrong, because the bracha leikoy on the Megillah. The bracha's not going on the Megillah. So it doesn't matter, roll up the Megillah, fold it up again, put it back in its place, and then say the bracha. Says, Amachtas Hashem, Tabri Megodim. So that's the shit of the Ram. The Mogen Avraham is holding that the bracha is not on the Megillah. The bracha is a Birchas Hashlach. Birchas Hashlach. Well, Chazal put it on the Megillah, so it's like the Chayla Bala Itza, so you can even put the Megillah away, and then say the bracha. So the other Chorim says, the Rabbi says, but Dan says, no, in my room, this is the Mogen Avraham, wasn't my problem in the Mayur. My room says, you're going to be. And he says, what the Mogen Avraham said, the bracha doesn't go on the Megillah, he says, Leysa. To after the niskana, mikomakoy koy ala megillah. Ayn k'mashikosik tov reish tzadik beis. So he's saying that you do need the bracha. You need the megillah in front of you when you're saying the bracha, because the bracha is going on the megillah. He's going lachayim with the shit of the tour that the bracha is going on the megillah. But interesting, you see from here, even according to the tour, there's a difference between the bracha before the megillah and the bracha after the megillah. Because the bracha before the Megillah, we say that you mustn't have been mafsik at all. You have to have the Megillah open before you start, before you say the bracha, in order there shouldn't be a hefsik between the bracha and the kriya. Whereas the bracha afterwards, we're less mafsik on hefsik. We say yes, you have to have the Megillah there, but first you roll up the Megillah, and then you say the Megillah. And then you say the bracha. Sorry, why did you fold it up first? Because otherwise it's a bizoyin. The ganai will be gilish melechas kol. It's a ganai to leave megillah like that. Agav, this folding is only for the bal koira. Yeah, yechidim don't roll up the megillahs. Fold open the megillahs. So if it's hefsek, so as much as you're worried about the bracha before the megillah, you have to say that you mustn't interrupt at all, even a delay between the bracha and the megillah. You have to have the megillah all folded out already. Why don't you say the same thing, legaba the bracha achreina as well, that you must line the bracha straight away, straight after the megillah? And we say, no, it's okay, fold it up, but have it in front of you. By studies, the hefsek afterwards is less than the hefsek before the megillah. We find this chilek as well, because if somebody spoke between the brocha and the tchila of the kriya, so you've lost the brocha. But b'diyeved, according to the tour, if somebody spoke between the brocha and between the kriya and the brocha, the question of the shatzir is, on top of tzadik beis, he's got sofik, if you've lost. B'diyeved, in sofik b'dayim, yesh la'ayin adas. We can clear, according to the tour, if he can still say the brocha rovus redeinu. He's not clearly sure that even according to the tour, you've lost the brocha, it's a sofik. It seems that the bracha is charged to the Megillah, but it's not as chomer connected to the Megillah as the bracha before the Megillah.
Was Balkaria spoke, somebody else made the bracha?
Definitely. And it could even be that if the Balkaria spoke, he can make the bracha for everybody else. Because even the Tzavi say he's lost the bracha, what you say is definitely good. Somebody else can definitely say the bracha. But it could be even the Baal Korah can say the bracha for the other people. That we can care about that. Because now the people need the bracha. And he's, so that's a shout that I saw the talks about that.
But isn't that a general bracha? It's not a particular person.
Yeah, and anyhow, the first bracha you're making for everybody. So you can split them. There's one more nakuda. One more point is that the Ramah says this bracha of Harabes Rivenu is only betzim. That's what the Ramah brings, and the Besisa brings it from Hashem Yushalmi. And the Rabbi says, Gavin Hogan, I will say that even a Yochid can make this bracha. The Alacha brings it, not sure, says Sofik Brachas Lahokel. Lamaisa, the bracha Rovis Rebeinu, we only make when there is a tzibu. Lachori could say, what's the shine on whether you make it be Yochid or not? If it's a bracha the Megillah, why not? The bracha beforehand you make for a Yochid, the bracha afterwards as well. If it's a Hidor Alanes, then it could be, it's like Hagoymol. And Hagoyim, you can only make in front of 10 people, as if you state, remove your kabbal. interesting sophic I saw in the Sefer in Mikra Kodesh. What happens if somebody's lining a Megillah in front of 10 women? Can you make the bracha? Can they make one of them make the bracha Rovis Rivenu? When you need, according to the thing, we say Tzibur, what's called a Tzibur? Do we need a Tzibur of men, or you can have 10 women as well? And it's not so unheard of, because when the Ramos in Reish Tzadik, it says a Megillah should have 10 people, and it says, Yeshli Stapek, Imnoshim, and Starfis Lasor. The Chatrila submits that have 10 people, should they have 10 women or enough as well? Because why? It's only Pasum and Issa. So that could be, it's enough with women. So it could be, so again, so if this Takonis Chachomim of the Brocha Achorino, yeah, does it, if it's only Pasum and Issa, so it could be even 10 women is enough. Or it could be no. So even though the Maisa women are Chayobis with the Megillah, but it's the Masakan only on a, the only Masakan only on a Tzibur. And a Tzibur of men, Anoshim B'nei Chayuva, you only have with 10 men who are B'nei Chayuva. Which means, even a mitzvah, which Noshim Achayobis, we cannot create a Tzibur of 10 women. And this was an interesting Pasha Zohar, because the Shaykh of opinion, some want to bring a raya that women are paturas from Pasha Zohar. Why? Because the Gemara says, Barosha and Lezer was Meshach is Eved to be tzar of 10 people from Kriya's Pasha Zohar, which is Midaraisa. Why do Meshach Eved? If women are Chayovois with Pasha Zohar, Avodim are also Chayovois. So what's the need to be Meshach Eved? I have a minion, 10, 9 men, one Eved Kanani. So they want to bring a raya that Noshim are paturas. So the Baruch Hu said, there is no raya, because even if the chayov is being kind of a minion you can only create from men. So it could be even if the brocha is a brocha on Pasum and Nispe, if we need a minion, it could be that we can't really make it on 10 women, we need a tzibur of Bnei Chiyuv.